Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. And today, I'm giving you a little peek behind the curtain at one of my own struggles. It's with something I've now diagnosed as toxic productivity. And now that I have a name for it, I feel like I'm seeing it everywhere. So if you suspect that you may be battling the same, let's talk about what toxic productivity is and how I've started to move beyond it. One step at a time. I recently read a blog post by Scott Ninneman, which says, the beautiful thing about helping others is that you don't have to be an expert. No, instead you only have to be a little further along than the person you're assisting. Generally, I like to show up for you as the expert, but sometimes my expertise comes from my own seat on the struggle bus, maybe just a row or two ahead of where you're sitting. Today's going to be one of those days. I've always prided myself on my productivity. I'm a go-getter, an overachiever. I was literally voted teacher's pet in my high school, and yes, there is a photo. But in the past couple years, I've noted that my drive to achieve has started to feel more like a need, a compulsion. It's as if being busy is the thing, rather than the means to a purposeful outcome. In trying to better understand my own experience, I encountered the idea of toxic productivity. It feels like me, and I've made some strides toward overcoming it. And my goal today is to share some actionable insights I've picked up and put into practice along the way. In trying to better understand my own experience, I encountered the idea of toxic productivity. It feels like me, and I've made some strides toward overcoming it. My goal today is to share some actionable insights I've picked up and put into practice along the way. So let's start with a definition. What is toxic productivity? To be clear, I'm not knocking productivity. Like exercising or saving money, it really is a virtue. Until it's not. Productivity, in my book, is the act of doing or delivering things that yield a benefit or positive outcome. Like shipping a product to your client, publishing a blog post designed to attract new customers, or learning a new skill that will support your professional goals. Productivity becomes toxic when the act of doing, of just being busy, is the goal. It's the inability to stop doing or producing, even when the need for an outcome has abated. Your customer is happy, your blog is published, you've learned enough for today, and yet you keep going because stopping or shutting down feels a little uncomfortable. Toxic productivity hangs out at the same parties as workaholism and hustle culture. It is not the party the cool kids are going to. So, what are some of the indicators of toxic productivity? The slope from productive to toxically productive can be a really slippery one, and it may manifest differently in everyone. But here are some of the signs that I and my family noted in my own behavior. My energy was low. I was burned out, exhausted, and not resting sufficiently because shutting down was really hard for me to do. My creativity was low. I was so busy doing, churning, executing, that I was missing out on opportunities to imagine, to wonder, to just explore possibilities for the fun of learning something new. I was counting down to Monday. It's so weird, right? But I was. The weekends gave me anxiety because it was hard to justify working on days designated for friends and family. I felt unproductive when really I should have been feeling like I had earned the right to rest. And finally, I always felt behind. Though all of my client commitments were being met beyond expectations, I still always felt like there was more I should be doing. And I never let myself celebrate what I had already achieved.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Have you experienced any version of these yourself? Are you finding yourself chasing down tasks or activities that no one else is demanding of you? Your signals may be different, but if you're feeling off in any way, exhausted, overwhelmed, always on the go, consider toxic productivity as a potential villain. So how do you overcome toxic productivity? It's totally simple. You just swallow the toxic productivity pill and you'll be a new person by morning. I'm kidding. Although that would sure be amazing. Like so many things worth overcoming, it's a journey. But the other side of toxic productivity doesn't have to be rest. You don't need to stop being productive. In fact, I give you permission to still have busy seasons, even seasons of chaos. I assure you that I still do. The thing to overcome is the need to always be busy. So the antidote is to be busy with purpose, with intent, with focus, and with a clear understanding of when it's time to stop. I'm still on my journey, but I'm making real progress. Here are some of the strategies I'm now using to ensure that my busyness is aligned to purpose. Consider experimenting with one yourself. First, I set a daily core 3. Each day in my bullet journal, I begin with a statement of my 3 priorities for that day. These are the 3 must-dos in order for my day to feel complete. There may be other tasks that need to get done, but as long as these 3 have been delivered on, I get to call the day a win. These priorities may be work-related, like sending off a client deliverable or having a successful sales meeting. But they also might include things like taking a walk with one of my daughters, or calling my dad, or reading a chapter of a book I'm working through. There are no hard parameters, as long as each has a clear purpose, and I am only allowed 3 per day. Next, I link every what to a why. Nothing is allowed on my to-do list unless I can articulate the purpose it serves. In the earliest days of my business, my to-do list included social media posts or people to reach out to or online courses I needed to take. I was so overwhelmed by execution, I had lost sight of purpose. I thought I needed to post on social media because other business owners were doing it. But I couldn't articulate the way in which it was specifically serving me. I felt like I should be learning something every day. But the cost of all this learning was that I was never pausing to process, reflect, and actually implement the lessons I was picking up. I needed to reassess the value of what I was doing and infuse some intention back into my days. I do this by listing a why next to each what on my to-do list. Next, I take 3 one-minute breaths per day. I am embarrassed to tell you how much willpower this requires, but it does. 3 times a day for 60 seconds, I stop what I'm doing and I just sit. It's not a meditation per se, it's simply a moment in which I pause and be still. The experience is not mountain moving, but it's a tiny reset. It forces me to check in with myself, to confirm I'm doing something meaningful or intentional. Sometimes at the end of that 60 seconds, I simply return to what I was doing. But sometimes that brief pause helps me to redirect to something more intentional. I have an inner wisdom I couldn't hear before because I never gave it room to speak. And you have this wisdom too. So how can you turn up its volume? And finally, I turn off. I state an end time to my productive day, and I force myself to honor it. Given client commitments, there are days when I'm going until 10 p.m., but those are rare and purposeful. On the flip side, when my to-dos are light, I will absolutely shut down for the day at noon and go grab lunch with a friend. There's no right time to end your day. It's simply about the act of having an ending and the discipline to honor it. My current phase of productivity is not totally without moments of toxicity, but I'm getting better every day. And if you're struggling, I wish you the same. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you'll join me here next week for another one. Until then, you can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out my website at leadabovenoise.com or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn. If you have a question I can answer, shoot me an email at modernmentor@quickanddirtytips.com. Thanks again so much for listening, and have a successful week.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.